This verse has no purport, so I'll just read the translation. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8. The Lord slays the king of the demons, text number 19 to 22. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Nrisimhadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shiny mane, which expanded the dimensions of his beautiful, fearful face. His deadly teeth and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like the caves of a mountain. His jaw parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was short, was very short and thick. His broad chest, his thin waist, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which would resemble flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. Prayenameyam harino rumayina Vadak smrito nena samudatena kim evam bravam tvabhya padad guda yudau. Nadan rishingham prati daitya kunjaraha. Prayena, probably, may, of me, I am this, Harina, by the Supreme Lord, Uru Mayina, who possesses the great mystic power, Vadaha, the death, Smritaha, plan, Anena, with this, samudyatena, endeavor, kim, what use, evam, in this way, bruvan, murmuring, to, indeed, abhyapatat, attacked, gada ayuda, armed with his weapon, the club, Nadan, loudly roaring. Narasingham, the Lord, appearing in the form of a half lion and half man. Prati, toward. Daitya Kunjara. Hiranyakashipu, who was like an elephant. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakashipu murmured to himself, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Purport, in the jungle there are sometimes fights between lions and elephants. Here the Lord appeared like a lion, and Hiranyakashipu, unafraid of the Lord, attacked him like an elephant. Generally, the elephant is defeated by the lion, and therefore the comparison in this verse is appropriate. Next text. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire, and the insignificant creature becomes invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who is full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence. Prabhupada, the Lord is situated transcendentally in pure goodness. The material world is generally controlled by tamagun, the quality of ignorance. But the spiritual world, because of the presence of the Lord and his effulgence, is free from all contamination by darkness, passion, or contaminated goodness. Although there is a tinge of goodness in this material world, in terms of the brahminical qualifications, such as such qualifications sometimes become invisible because of the strong prevalence of the modes of passion and ignorance. But because the Lord is always transcendently situated, material modes of passion and ignorance cannot touch him. Whenever the Lord is present, there cannot be any darkness from the mode of ignorance. As is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:31, Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andakar Yahan Krishna Tahun Nahi Mayahaya Mayar Adhikar. Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. This material world is full of darkness and ignorance of spiritual life, but by bhakti yoga, this ignorance is dissipated. The Lord appeared because of the bhakti yoga exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. And as soon as the Lord appeared, the influence of Hiranyakashipu's passion ignorance was vanquished, as the Lord's quality of pure goodness, or the Brahman effulgence, became prominent. That prominent effulgence, Hiranyakashipu, became invisible, or his influence became insignificant. An example illustrating how the darkness of the material world is vanquished is given in this Shastra. When Brahma was created from the lotus stem growing from the abdomen of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Lord Brahma saw everything to be dark. But when he received knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything became clear, as everything becomes clear when the sun, when one comes from night to sunshine. Point is that as long as we are in the material world, material modes of nature, we're always in darkness. This darkness cannot be dissipated without the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is invoked by the practice of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga creates the transcendental situation with no tinges of material contamination. Jnanena tu tadāgyanam yesham nāshitam ātmanaha tesham adityavaj jnanam prakāshiti tatparam. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So that's the aim of life, is to become aware of who we are and what's actually going on. And that's possible. Just like during the darkness of night, it's not possible to see things clearly. But even we may take a torch and try to see the Supreme Lord, try to see the sun with a torch. We may take a very powerful light and then try to shine it in the sky trying to find the sun, but to no avail. It is not possible by any ordinary means to actually see the sun. But when the sun comes up by its own accord, then automatically everything is seen in the light of the sunshine. Now, generally speaking, the conditioned soul, he's in darkness, because he chooses to be in darkness. Therefore, Krishna says, Narate kashitet papam, na papam sikritim vibhu, agyane na vritam jnana, ne tena muyanti jantava. The Supreme Lord doesn't assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. The embodied beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. So thinking to be auspicious and valuable, the conditioned soul acts in the modes of ignorance and passion, and sometimes with a tinge of goodness, thinking that these activities will be beneficial. And therefore he follows the ways of life, trying to enjoy the three modes of material nature. As Krishna says, this is due to his association with those modes, thus he meets with both good and evil amongst the various species. Only when we come in contact with devotional service, through the association of devotees, do we get a chance, an actual real alternative to come to the mode of pure goodness or act in the mode of pure goodness. Generally, even one comes in contact with devotional service through the Varnashram system, which is a civilization, such methods exist, such a structure, a system exists. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, it doesn't exist. And whatever remnants are there are generally disappearing. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, it was more prominent. Just like when Gandhi went to England, and they asked him when he was in England, what do you think of English civilization? His reply was, I think it would be a good idea. People think they're civilized, but actually they're Naradamas. They're the lowest among men. They have the intelligence of a human being, but they're misusing it for sense gratification. Therefore, they're creating more problems than they're solving. But because they're in ignorance, they believe that they're actually heading in the right direction. Just like the analogy is given here also, that the fly is convinced that when he enters into the fire will be destroyed. But that's not how things work. When the fly goes right into the fire, the only thing that gets destroyed is his wings and he falls down dead. Therefore, one has to be able to understand what's the difference between illusion and what's the difference between reality. One should be, as it says, yak-shastra-vidim-usrija, vartate kamakarata nasasudim avatnoti nasu kamna paramgitim. Those who don't follow Shastra and act just and whimsically can have neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Yavyasito Gyatva Shastram Vidanokta Karma Kartami Harasi. Want to know what is to be done and what is not to be done by the instructions of Shastra. And knowing such instructions, one should act so that one can gradually become elevated. In other words, the only light in this age is Shastra. Everything else is darkness. People don't know that because they're in ignorance. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva, as it says, that, what is that? Srila Vyasadeva, out of his kindness, he created the Srimad Bhagavatam. What's the first word of that? That's the Anartha Pasamo Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Ahoksaje Narartham. Lokasya Janata Vidvo Sattva Chakrata Samvitaha. So Vyasadeva, Anartha Pasamam Sakshat. He saw that everyone is full of anarthas, misconceptions, wrong activities. Bhakti Yoga Rahoshide. But the only remedy is Bhakti Yoga. That's the only enlightenment. Therefore, Lokasya Samato. Therefore, out of kindness for the conditioned souls, Lokasya Janato Vidvan, the learned Srila Vyasadeva, Chakra Samhita, he created the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Swadama Ubhagate Jnana Dharma Jnana Chahisaha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dinoditaha. Then the sage of Kali, when Krishna was here, right before Kali Yuga, wherever he went, he created enlightenment and effulgence. Krishna Swadama Ubhagate. But he left for his abode. And when he left, Dharma Jnana Chahisaha. He took with him dharma, religiosity, and jnana, knowledge. Kalo nashta drishamesha. And therefore, in this darkness of ignorance of Kali Yuga, Vishmad Bhagavatam, Purana Arko Dunoditaha. This Purana, Shrimad Bhagavatam, has arisen just like the sun to dissipate the darkness of ignorance. So though Krishna may not be personally present in his original form, he's left his Shrimad Bhagavatam. And of course the Bhagavatam is an expansion of the holy name. Therefore, at the end of the Shrimad Bhagavatam, the final message is chant Hare Krishna. In any case, when the Srimad Bhagavatam, when the holy name is there, when the deity is there, then there cannot be any darkness. Now, people may be in darkness because they don't accept Krishna, but if we accept Krishna, if Krishna is actually there for us, then we won't be in darkness. And the main darkness is that we don't know who we are and we don't know what our relationship with Krishna is. But if we perform the activities of bhakti yoga, according to Krishna's directions in Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then Krishna reveals himself, and then the ignorance goes away. Krishna, Surya, Sama, Maya, Haya, Andhakar. Otherwise, there's no opportunity or no chance. Even Haranyakashipu was directly in front of Krishna, even emerged into his effulgence, fighting against him. Still, he didn't understand who Nrisimhadeva was. He thought he was just a strange half-man, half-lion that he was going to kill. He had no idea that he was fighting with God. Although it never struck him that after striking the pillar, how is it possible that someone just happened to appear from the pillar? He was hanging around the pillar, sleeping or something, and suddenly he struck it and he woke him up. He never put two and two together, because his intelligence was taken away by illusion. Therefore, he never really thought he was fighting with God. Because basically speaking, Hiranyakashipu didn't really believe that there was a God. He thought the best person in the universe is Brahma, and he gave me all the benedictions he could, and therefore, unless this Nrisimhadeva personality, unless he had undergone similar penance and austerity that I did, then he could be easily defeated by my prowess. But he was wrong. And this serves as a lesson for all the people who think that God is just an imagination and that they can defeat him easily just by ignoring him. If he doesn't pop out of the pillar, then he's not even there. And if he pops out of the pillar, by our prowess, we're going to defeat him anyhow because he can't be unlimited. Whether we accept the story or not, whether we accept that Prahlad actually existed, Hiranyakashipu existed, Nrisimhadeva existed, still it serves as a lesson. Now if we trace it backwards and we see how the material nature is under the control of time, we can understand that everyone is being defeated. Not only Hiranyakashipu, but everyone is being defeated by time. Time is vanquishing everyone. And with a little knowledge that we're not this body, we can see that because of time vanquishing one body, I'll simply have to take another body, one after another. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not simply some theoretical knowledge, it's a reality. The person who's in control of time, he may gradually kill everyone through his material energy, or he may come out of a pillar and kill Hiranyakashipu. As an example, better to surrender to Nrisimhadeva, to Krishna, like Prahlad, than having to be defeated by time or Krishna personally in the form of some incarnation. Of course, Hiranyakashipu was benefited, but not in the way that we would desire. He had to come back again as Ravana and then be defeated again and then come back as Shishupal and defeated again. And finally he gave up. Finally he got the right idea. Better to take Krishna consciousness as soon as possible and not wait for three births, especially if it's going to take millions of years before we get them. Better to take the Krishna consciousness and surrender to Krishna, and therefore, by his nails or by his form of time, we won't be defeated. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? I think the fight's going to go on for another 20 verses. So it's a long fight. Because actually Krishna had to wait. He appeared at noon, I believe. And he had to wait till dusk. Because he had to kill him at dusk. So that's at least a 6-hour fight. I wish we had some video of it. That would be interesting. Learn a few techniques here and there. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.